for Friday. The grammarian's work. Me and my brother went to Augusta for Friday's round. Mm-hmm. So we drove down all day through rain and storms on Thursday. And Miss Jordan Spieth 64, but we got down there and saw a 68 in person. So that was pretty cool. So it is Masters Thursday. First ball's near at 8:20. So we'll give you updates on all of that. The King, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player. They'll get out and hit the ceremonial tee shot here. Coming up probably right around 8 o'clock, so that's where we'll be on all of that. Your forecast today, look outside, looks like a gloomy spring day. Yeah, that's essentially what we're going to have today, Keith. Nothing too exciting, nothing too boring, somewhere right in the middle. Temperature's not very warm, trying to get up to that 50 range, might see some rain in and out a little bit later in the afternoon. Tomorrow, 50% chance of afternoon showers, a high of 50, and Saturday, 46 and partly sunny. The low on Friday is 26. The low on Saturday is 28. Welcome back, winter. The average highs and lows this time of year, 61 and 39. So it just shows you how off base we are. And that's what happens when you rack out a few days in the 70s in March and a few days of 70s in February. It all comes back to get you. Updated forecasts, you can find them all at WGCLradio.com. On the telephone with us this morning, we have a very special guest. We usually check in with Ivy Tech on Thursday mornings and speak to the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. She is on assignment today.
And she has a designated hitter.
There you go.
And the designated hitter is Caleb Wagers. Good morning, Caleb.
Caleb, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. Welcome to the program, my friend. Thanks for pinch hitting this morning for Chancellor Vaughn. Do you feel the weight of the world on your shoulders, or is this going to be easy lifting here?
I'm a little nervous. It's my first time on the radio, but I think I can do it.
Well, no one can see you, so don't worry. Put your feet up, crack open a cup of coffee, and we'll sit here and get going. But Keith's got you all lined up, ready to go. Take it away, Keith Klein.
Well, the interesting part about Caleb is he's an Ivy Tech student. He was homeschooled, and you're from Olytic, Indiana, right, Caleb?
Yes, exactly.
And you're in your second year at Ivy Tech, and you're a general studies major that has plans to go on to Indiana University and become a teacher?
Yes.
All right. Now, let's talk about the exciting adventure you just came back from. You did what's known at Ivy Tech as the alternate spring break. So while everyone else is down on a beach in Florida.
Guatemala?
Yep.
Guatemala. Yep. Very nice. Tell us about your adventure.
Well, it was just an amazing opportunity. We went March 13th through the 20th, so I just got back just a few weeks ago. It was an entire spring break, and we went down to Guatemala City. We landed in Guatemala City, and then we drove to San Miguel Escobar, which is really close to Antigua, which is just a beautiful, beautiful city. And what we did, we worked with an organization called De La Gente. And what De La Gente does, it works with coffee farmers to essentially cut out the financial middleman. Normally, the middleman is major companies, like major coffee brand companies, and they profit the most from coffee. They get the largest portion of the profit. And De La Gente, what it essentially tries to do is to give more profit to the farmers. So farmers that are part of the De La Gente organization make between 30 and 200% more from the coffee than if they went through one of the major corporations.
So when
we had a homestead and lived with coffee farmers. I got to know them. I got to play soccer with their kids. And we helped them out, and it was just a great opportunity.
Now, number one, is it the first time you've been out of the country?
No, I actually lived in Guatemala when I was 16 years old.
Oh, well, you had the home court advantage there. Very.
Well, your mother and father were missionaries down there for a time?
Yes, exactly.
And so you knew something. Do you speak the language?
I could speak the language better when I was 16 because I was taking it in high school, and I was also there listening to people talk it all the time. It's one of those things, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Right. That's right.
So I found out pretty quick when I got back that I had lost most of it. But it really wasn't that big of a problem because the homestay I was at had a lot of kids. And if you give a kid a piggyback ride, they don't care what language you speak.
That's
they
exactly.
It.
Or if you kick the soccer ball around, that's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you're down there on the farm, or that's what they call it, the farm, right? You're there
well,
for the plantation?
They live in the city,
okay.
And they drive up to the farm, which is actually on the side of this extinct volcano.
Sure.
And it's quite a journey. I did it one day, and my legs were burning. It was just up a high extinct volcano, and they walk up there for the most part every day. And yeah, I really respect them and hard workers.
Caleb, what's it look like there in terms of, can you see the poverty? Can you feel it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. There's normally just dogs running around everywhere, and a lot of the houses are kind of hobgobbled together. But the people are happy. They're extremely happy. Like
they don't know that
poverty affects them in any way.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Caleb Wagers is our guest this morning, a student at Ivy Tech. Now you're studying in year number two. You want to go on to become a teacher. Tell us what inspires you there.
Well, I want to be a history teacher, and I've known for a long time that I really liked history. But I didn't know if I would like teaching, especially since I was homeschooled. I never really got to see the traditional teacher and things of that sort. So I wasn't quite sure if I'd want to do the teaching part of it. So I actually had the chance to cadet teach at a local middle school, and now I tell people I like history, but I love teaching. It was great. I had the time of my life. The students had a great time. I learned a lot. They learned something, and that's when I really fell in love with the idea of teaching.
Caleb, talk for a minute about your experiences at Ivy Tech. You talk about wanting to be a teacher. Have you had some teachers that stand out for you at Ivy Tech?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can honestly say I've not had a single bad teacher yet, and this is my fourth semester. And I could go on listing them all, but there's just a couple in particular. Richard Chambers, he's in charge of economics and just a great, great guy. He gives you a feedback, which is one of the things I like about Ivy Tech, is you can actually communicate with your professors face-to-face. They'll get back with you if you email them pretty quickly. There's that real just conversational style going on with the professor that you may not have other places. And then Professor Robert Soto, he's a great professor, and he always made me laugh and got us the whole class just really engaged.
He's the sociology teacher.
Yeah. Yes.
And moving on to IU, you've been now you'll be finishing up year two at Ivy Tech. How ahead are you, or how on time are you when you make the transfer over?
I've talked to my counselor, and they said that everything is going great, and I'm on schedule to graduate on time. Every class that I've taken at Ivy Tech has transferred over to IU. I haven't really had any issues at all with that. It's went really smoothly, actually.
How did you end up at Ivy Tech? You were homeschooled. You have all the advantages that you could. I've worked with homeschooled kids, and I will tell you, you guys are sharp.
Thanks. Well, there were so many reasons. I think probably one of the main ones was financially. It was just much cheaper than any other option and still high quality. And I had the opportunity to live at home. I didn't have to move anywhere or stay in any dorm. So there was just so many advantages to it. And then, like I've already said, the small classroom sizes, something I found out more after when I started attending, it was a great choice. I don't regret it at all.
Well, let me ask you the tough question, Kyle or Caleb. How are your grades?
I have a 4.0 currently.
Oh, poor guy. No, let me explain to Mike what a 4.0 is. A 4.0,
well,
Mike, means he's an A student.
They've really encouraged me and helped me. So
I'd have a 4.0 on a scale of 10. So that's good that you young kids are paying attention to that. Hey, Caleb, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for your story. Thank you for taking the time to help those perhaps maybe less fortunate in Guatemala. And we wish you the best of luck wrapping up this semester and onward at Indiana University.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Caleb Wagers.
Mm-hmm.
Gambling angle in there. I haven't quite got my hands around.
Well, he is in the equivalent of the community college has Phi Theta Kappa.
Again, what are you talking about?
2-year college equivalent of Phi Beta Kappa.
Well, I'm still.
It's the academic honor. Oh, it's something you would not.
That's
know.
Why I'm having you.
You and I would never know about. Those.
And you also assume all of our listeners know exactly right. What we're talking about. So, Caleb, a great story there. Pinch hitting for Jenny Vaughn today, and shows you, Keith, education can form in different ways, and you get educated in different areas as well. And
well, you know,
the ultimate goal is he wants to join to be a teacher, and he's
the classic case. The number one reason why kids fail in college is not money and not grades and those kinds of things. It's because they fail to connect. And can you tell he's connected? You know, he's connected with the institution, the students, the teachers, the activities.
Sounds
makes a difference.
Sounds like it. And we appreciate his time this morning.